Russia and Ukraine will be squaring off next week in another very different arena, the Eurovision Song Contest. Both nations will have singers in the competition, as will 35 other countries. Eurovision has a reputation for being a kind of kitschy musical contest. Just to give you an idea, one past winner was the group ABBA from Sweden. But the crisis in Ukraine has the potential to inject some serious tension into this year's edition. Karen Fricker is a professor at Brock University in Ontario, and she's a member of the Eurovision Research Network, which, believe it or not, is dedicated to fostering a global dialogue about the annual song contest. Now, Karen, first of all, for our listeners who may not be familiar, explain a bit about what the Eurovision Song Contest is.
Eurovision was founded in the late 1950s by the then just starting up European Broadcasting Union, which was exploiting the then new technologies of sharing of TV signals across national borders. And they needed content. So they created a song contest. Each country that participates puts forward an original pop song. And then they are performed live in front of an audience now that numbers in the hundreds of millions. Countries vote for countries, and the quote-unquote best pop song in Europe is crowned on the night of the contest, which this year is Saturday week.
Now, it's called Eurovision, but it isn't just European countries at this point.
Europe is a concept, not a reality, if you follow my thinking. There are different ways of defining what Europe is. The EU is one definition of Europe.
European
Broadcasting Union is quite another, because it has always had a broader membership than we would associate with the continent of Europe. For example, Israel has been competing in Eurovision since the 1970s and has actually won three times.
How could Russia's annexation of Crimea affect this year's contest?
Since both countries claim the territory of Crimea, the question of who Crimea's votes are going to count for is crucial. If Ukraine is in charge of the telephone networks in Crimea, Ukraine will get the votes. If Russia claims those telephone lines, it will claim the votes.
What about the actual song that Russia has put forth versus the song that Ukraine has put forth? Is one better than the other?
Well, what makes good pop music? Russia has put forward a very poppy little number called Shine by a pair of sisters who are notable because they actually won several years ago the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, because yes, it does exist. And the Ukrainian song is called TikTok. And many of us who follow the contest think that that might have more messages in it than just music. It might be the situation here is ticking. Also, because it's a televisual contest, the way it's physically presented on stage also makes a big difference. A showy, innovative, 3-minute-long show also can sway voters.
And speaking of showy and innovative, we're going to hear right now from one of the more controversial contestants this year. It's Austria's Conchita Wurst.
From the fading light of
That's Conchita Wurst of Austria singing Rise Like a Phoenix. She has a certain Shirley Bassey quality to her voice. What's made Conchita such a controversial entry this year?
Well, Conchita is the drag persona of a man named Tom, who is Austrian, and he is singing for Austria. What's really unusual about Conchita Wurst is that Tom dresses quite convincingly like a woman, but he has a full black beard. There were protests in Austria when the Austrian broadcaster announced that Conchita would be singing for the country. And there have now been petitions in Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine saying that they think that their national broadcasters simply shouldn't compete or should blank out that song, because this contest is a festival of sodomy. This is a bad thing for our children to watch, because the contest is very much understood as a family viewing adventure. Now, I really think it's highly unlikely that those countries will not compete. Because, as we've been talking about, you know, this is an opportunity for countries to perform themselves on an international stage. Vladimir Putin has exploited the Eurovision stage before to perform Russian might.
So you can see Conchita Wurst, and we have the Russian and Ukrainian submission to the European Song Contest. They're all at PRI.org. Karen Fricker is a professor at Brock University in Ontario. Karen Fricker, pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.